This heart that you and Jerry have to take people into your home, I would say most of us don't have that. We're not there. Where does this drive, and it has driven you all these years to be this kind of human helper? Where does this come from?
Most of it comes because we're Jewish, and that's what we're told to do, just to repair the world. That's our job on this earth, to do that. Secondly, we know what happened to the Jewish people, and we don't want to see that happen to the Hispanic people, or to the Vietnamese people, or any minority group in this country. The Hispanic people that I've been working with the last few years, they think Jews were born rich also, and that they didn't suffer, and they didn't come to this country without anything. And that's been an experience to learn also from us. I have a wonderful silent film that was done about a young European family that came, couldn't speak English, just like the Hispanics, just like the Vietnamese. Lived in a tenement in New York City, couldn't pay the bills. Their daughter came home and said, "I don't want to wear these clothes from Europe. I want to be like an American girl. I need all the stuff." Father couldn't get a job. Mother started working as a cook. The same story. It was a silent film. You could put anybody's language to it and tell the story. So anyhow, that comes from that. It comes from our grandparents. My grandfather, personally, was a wonderful guy. The guy that came to collect money from the organizations had to have a place to sleep. So Friday night, he'd go to the synagogue, and whoever wanted to take them home would take them home for the night. My grandfather always did that too, and always had somebody. These were Jewish guys that were Europeans, mostly in our grandfather's home. So we saw that happen as well. And then we saw our parents treat people a different color, different race, a different way than other people did, we feel. Not being derogatory to anybody. It wouldn't have happened unless everybody took it on. But that was something I think inbred in most of us.
I'm sure that spirit is full in this room.
I hope so. I think also, without trying to gild the lily, that to have an example and role model, David doesn't like to see himself as that, but he surely is. What we've talked about and heard tonight is that out of those Jewish roots comes the commitment to the larger community, that Tulsa is a much better place because of David Bernstein's contributions both to the Jewish community and to the general community. He manages to exemplify for all of us, really, the best of our tradition. That's why I'm very, very pleased, John, that you selected him for this Voices of Oklahoma. I think that you couldn't have had a better person.
The whole community obviously is fortunate. And you know who I'm going to thank? Rayco. It was Rayco who brought you to Tulsa.
That's true.
But I feel like I'm speaking on behalf of the community beyond the Jewish community. They don't know that somebody like you and others like you work behind the scenes. They don't know your name. They don't know you. But they would say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done for this community.
Thank you.